Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Monday, April 18th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Sri Lanka, where Parliament will vote this month on anti-conversion legislation. There's concern that the bill could target missionaries and faith-based humanitarian aid workers. Claus Broble is with Voice of the Martyrs Canada and says that would include things like
handing out tracts, portion of the Bible. All these things are seen as being proselytizing. So it would have a tremendous impact on the Christian community. And many people could be jailed, could be fined, could be harassed. There's all sorts of things that might happen.
Next, the International Bible Society is celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Chinese Radio Bible Project. IBS's Peter Bradley says it's a partnership with Faith Comes by Hearing and Transworld Radio. Bradley says their latest reports indicate the project is going well, especially in rural areas.
That's also where the growth is in Christianity. A huge growth in the number of new believers is in the rural areas, the farmlands. We've been going into China, and we've been actually attending some of the house churches and talking to some of the members of the house churches to find out how the Radio Bible Project is being received.
And Every Child Ministries is asking for your help. Haven of Hope is ECM's children's home in Ghana. Their construction project is facing a $10,000 shortfall. Workers are building a staff and guest housing unit for long-term missionaries, which will allow their ministry to be more effective. The money needs to be raised by May 28th. Every Child shares Christ with street kids by helping release child slaves and providing medical care for the sick and handicap. Go to our website to get connected. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.